Good morning, boys and girls. The last time I was with you, I told you about our two dogs, Teddy and Misty. We got these dogs about 4 years ago. They belonged to an older couple who were no longer able to take care of them. So we got these two dogs for free. And not long after we got them, one day we were doing something with them in the yard and we weren't paying careful attention and the two dogs ran away. They just took off and we called and called them, but they would not come back. And we had to get in our car and drive all around the neighborhood to find them, grab them, and bring them back home. And we just thought, well, they're not used to us. We're new owners. They're used to their other owners. So we just thought it would take a while for them to get used to us. But we also decided we needed to be more careful, so I put up a little fence and a gate across the back of our yard so that they couldn't run from the backyard out. But another time, we weren't careful. The gate was open, and guess what they did? They ran away again. And we had to jump in the car again and drive around the neighborhood looking for them and found them and brought them back home. And this actually happened several times. And it got to be rather frustrating until we did some research and learned something about this particular breed of dog. They are what's called Schipperkes. And we found out that Schipperkes are very, very independent. And they love to run away. That's what they do. They love to run away. And it's gotten to the point where we almost never let them outside unless they're chained up. And actually, it's been almost a year since they've run away because we've just been very, very careful that anytime they go out, we make sure they're on the leash. And we thought, well, maybe they've finally learned to trust us and to love us, and they will not run away. Because we even tried training them not to run away, looked up dog training techniques and trained them not to run away, but they would still run away. But 1 year's gone by, and we thought, well, maybe they won't run away anymore. Maybe they love us so much that they don't want to run away. Well, one day last week, Isaac and I were coming home from somewhere, and we opened the garage door, and we didn't know one of the dogs was in the garage. And guess what? She took off. And we called and called her, but she just kept running and ran over the hill and was gone. And we had to go in the car and find her and bring her back home. And anytime we see other dogs standing with their owners or going for walks, we get rather jealous. Because their dogs will just stand by them, even though there might not be a leash. And if the dog starts to move away, they'll call the dog will stop, turn around, and come back. And if we ever get more dogs, I will not let our family get Schipperkes again. They're cute, they can be fun to be around, but if they have the chance, our dogs will always run away because they think they're more important than we are. And you know, boys and girls, God always needs to be most important to you, right? If you think you're more important than God, then you're like our dogs, and you're always going to run away. And it's not just that they run away. When they run away, it's dangerous for them, right? Because we don't live too far away from Garden Valley Boulevard, and one time we found one of the dogs heading towards Garden Valley Boulevard, and if that dog had gotten out there, guess what might have happened? Right, probably end up being roadkill. And that would not be nice. And you know, boys and girls, when we think we're more important than God, some very, very dangerous things can happen to us. We need to keep God first in our lives. Like most dogs, make their owners most important to them. And they'll do whatever their owner asks them to do. So I hope you boys and girls will always keep God first in your life. And always obey what God asks you to do. That will always be the safest and best thing for you to do in your life. Can we pray together now? fold your hands and bow your heads with me. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for all the blessings that you give us. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls, and I pray that you will help them to always choose to make you first and most important in their lives, so that they will always choose to obey you and follow you, so that you can keep them safe and healthy all the time. Bless them and send your angels to always watch over them. I thank you for hearing our prayer. In your name, amen. Thank you.